It's time to get away, get away, get away.
Oh, yeah. It's time to get away. Back again. Dre is here to talk about travel on a Tuesday so you can get away. Hopefully inspire some outdoor adventures for you and yours. Getaway with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, an Australian-owned company founded by two passionate travellers, Aravinda and Olivia, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, promoting practical and ethical tourism. Spend less time travelling and more time exploring. Dre is back to talk about a few crazy outdoor activities you can do. Dre, so happy to have you back after Radiothon.
I know, and I've got that crazy glint in my eye, don't I?
You've always had a bit of a crazy glint in your eye.
And just that's why we're here.
Yes. How have you been this last couple of weeks?
Oh, you know, thinking about some crazy things we could do like this.
That's it? So have you been doing some crazy outdoor adventures while you've been away?
I mean, just cycling, but some might call that crazy as well, right?
Okay. And you're wanting people to contact us on the text line if they're game to try any of this?
So we're going to go through a few outdoor activities that you might have to just to be a little bit loco to try. But yeah, contact us on the text line. We'll go through a few and let us know if you're like, yeah or nah.
Yeah.
I'm also going to put some images up. So when you look at them, you'll be like, yeah,
I
maybe not.
I might be able to look at them. I might get vertigo from them.
But Daddy, you know what's nice and relaxing to do?
Oh, I know what's nice and relaxing. Cliff picnics.
Yeah. Get a picnic and turn it on its head and be with massive views, but also a lot of heights there. So in Victoria's high country, Mount Buffalo, the Bright Adventure Company hosts this private picnic, and it's suspended on the side of a cliff.
What?
So you start at the top and then you abseil down to this ledge.
Yeah.
It's fit for four people and it's suspended 300 metres above the valley floor. They've got two, so you can have a bunch of eight, but like have just the two of you. It'd be so nice.
What do you do if you drop the salt?
Oh, well, no salt for you.
No salt for you, yeah, that's it.
You meet your Bright Adventure Company guide at the Mount Buffalo Gorge car park. They provide you lunch, so we haven't even spoken about the food, okay?
Yeah.
Because the food you get is a hamper made from fresh local produce from the area. In the high country, it's full of fresh farms, so you know you're getting good stuff, but they also cater to any dietary requirements. So if you are lactose intolerant and you get something with cheese, guess what? There's no toilet nearby.
is lactose intolerant where you're scared of heights? Because I got that.
You've got that too. Not that you'd be worrying about your dietary requirements, though, because you're off the side of a cliff.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that doesn't
sort of
matter.
Like, yeah, you've got bigger things to worry about.
So they actually provide all the safety equipment you
Thank
hope they
God,
would.
Yes, yes. That's great. Good
and
on
it's
you.
It's also available throughout spring and summer. So you can choose from a sunrise, lunch,
breakfast,
or a dinner cliff picnic. Great idea for a social occasion as well, special occasion. You can do it for a birthday, Chrissy Prezi, anniversary, Marriage proposal. You'll definitely get a yes because the person would be too scared.
These are your options, yes and dinner or...
Or down the cliff.
That's awesome. That's cliff picnics there in Victoria's high country. We're also going to be doing something called coasteering
in Margaret River. So you know all the things you're told not to do between the waves of an ocean and the rocky cliffs?
No, I know.
That's everything you do.
I know.
So it's a blend of rock hopping, rock scaling, shore scrambling, rock jumping, jumping into the water and waves, and swell riding. Woo.
Sounds swell.
So you traverse the coastline of the Indian Ocean and you explore all these areas such as like the sea cliffs, the caves and ledges in Margaret River that a lot of people can't go see because you're doing it the dangerous way. But basically the people at Margaret River Adventure Co, they tried it in the UK, and the UK is where it's originated. Crazy British people, right? It originated in Cornwall and Wales because that's along the coast, and what else do you do there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so these people brought it to Australia in 2016. And it's the first coasteering experience in Australia, and they are the only group that are still doing it till now.
Wow.
So as they went, they were like, oh my God, let's bring this to Australia. No government authority understood what it was.
They just said, yeah, that's fine. We'll approve this.
A lot of them were like, you want to do what? And then obviously there's not a lot of approvals, and it took them years to establish. And they would do it on these tried and tested routes. So you know that you're in the hands of a capable, a highly experienced guide who also knows the area, knows the ocean conditions, and are trained in surf rescue as well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So it starts at Nari Marine Park, and then you get your wedi, you get your helmet, and you get your life jacket, and then all you do is just jump.
I should probably ask, do you need to have any experience for this? Is there a fitness requirement?
So this is what they said. They said anyone can do it. The kids are doing it with their parents. You just need to swim 25 metres unaided and they say the rest is in your head. Red flags.
I've got a lot in my head.
A lot in your head.
I don't know if they realise how much real estate in my head is taken up with fear.
But you get to experience the coast in a completely different way. And to be honest, it's a life skill to learn all this stuff.
I knew you were going to say that. Now we're going to go to Via Ferrata in Mount Buller.
This is the one I'm most excited for. So it's another activity that they took in Europe and they brought to Australia. It comes from the Dolomites in Italy. And basically, hear me out before you leave the room.
Fine.
You're climbing a route through a mountain and it's got these fixed cables, rungs, ladders, suspended bridges as well. And it's all installed into the rock face.
Yeah.
You come along, you wear a harness, you've got a special lanyard with two carabines, and then you follow the trail and you clip and unclip as you go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. So you're always stuck onto the rock, even though you're going on these cliff faces and you're ascending the cliffs on this exposed terrain. But it's basically like a high ropes course.
Seems a bit Mission Impossible, you know.
Yes, but you don't have to have any skill. You just have to be able to, you kind of have to be fit. But other than that, it's pretty cool. So it originated in the Italian Alps in the 1880s. Now technology and gear that you have for climbing is better.
Safety equipment so much better.
Exactly.
Leaps and bounds in that field.
Leaps and bounds. So to protect the mountain paths, that's why they made that, and to let people traverse the mountain on a different route that wasn't accessible at the time. Then it was used in World War I by the Italian troops, the Allies, to get them safely across the Dolomites without being like extreme athletes or rock climbers, and they're all carrying heavy packs as well. And now you can do it, Danny, in the Victorian High Country.
I don't know about me personally, but...
So this one takes you to the highest peak of Mount Buller via Ferrata via Rockwire. That's the name of the company.
Jeez.
Australia's first Via Ferrata tour. There's two routes you can do and it's guided by a skilled climbing instructor. Route one is obviously a good starting point. Route two is harder, steeper, more physically demanding. You're exposed to a lot of high cliffs there.
I'm forced once again to ask, do you need any experience or is there a fitness requirement?
You have to be over 13 years old.
Well, I'm that.
Other than that, yeah, I also have to have a height. There's a height minimum that you have to make. 40 to 120 kilos. Physically fit. You're doing this for 4.5 to 5 hours, just saying. Be fine with heights. And that's where they've lost me.
Yeah.
Goodbye. But, you know, it's green season now. Spring, summer is a great time to go. And can you imagine the views, though, when you're up there? Stunning. Yeah.
Well, I do appreciate you coming through with these new things. I so appreciate you coming back to get away with Dre once again. I missed you while it was Radiothon. But now that you're bringing me these absolutely terrifying options,
you're like, no more. Yeah. That's my last time.
But it is just absolutely wonderful to have you here, Dre. Don't stay away so long next time. And thank you very much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Good to be back.